What's up, you fuck faces? It's your, it's, well, I almost said my old ass intro, it's your boy Moy. That intro was trash as fuck. I hated it from the first time I ever said it, but I didn't know where else to go with introing this fucking podcast. But no, what's up, guys? It's Moy. This is Mommy Issues, the podcast about nothing. Episode 30. We hit the big 3-0. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Hold on, I forgot my notes. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know the vibes. But yeah, nothing special about episode 30, to be honest. Now, like 50, now that'll be cool. Or like 100, 100 would be sick. That'd be cool to get to 100 fucking episodes. But 30, I mean, it's cool. I've made 30 fucking podcasts, but at the same time, it's not that cool. Like, it's not, like, a significant enough number to, like, oh, shit. Like, wow. I mean, but I'm, like, somewhat proud that, like, I've been keeping it up. I'm late as fuck. It's Tuesday morning, bro, and I'm just recording this now. I'm gonna let y'all sit with that for a second. It's Tuesday at 8:21 a.m. I was going to record this earlier to this morning. So, basically, I woke up and I knew I had to record the podcast. I planned on recording the podcast last night, but then Loki and I were watching Devilman Crybaby, and it was so good, bro. The last episodes. So I was like, let's just watch the next one. And I'll watch the next one, and then we finished it. But we also had like an hour of time, which was what I planned for this podcast. So then I just ended up going to bed, and I'll do it tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning comes, I wake up around 7, and first I spent some time on Instagram. I'm not going to front Instagram. I spent a little bit of time there, not too much, maybe like 5 minutes. And then, like, okay, I'm going to go to the gas station to get an energy drink. This little bad boy, it's called a Rip It, and honestly, they're pretty trash. I'm not going to fake. But with that being said, they're cheap as fuck. They're 99 cents. It's like an Arizona. It even has it on the can. Hold on. I just noticed my water, I had a straw in it. But I probably shouldn't, because I shouldn't leave my cap open. What if a bug just flew in there and just ruined my whole bottle of water? I'd be sick. Okay, but yeah. So then I'm like, okay, let me go to the store. I'm gonna give myself some synergy. Because, you know, I wake up in the morning, but I don't be having energy in the morning. So I was like, let me get some synergy. It'll help me kickstart this podcast. So I hop on my bike, Loki's still asleep, and I bike the longer way so I can go down the fat ass hill. It's a really big hill, but it sucks you to go up a hill to get to it. But the hill up to it is not as large as the hill down, so I'll put up with it. And it's such a fun hill, bro. So, like, all right, whatever. I'll take the longer way.
Can you shut up?
I'll take the longer way to, the gas station, because they only start sell at a gas station. I've never seen this shit in like a CVS or a 7-Eleven or something. I've only ever seen it in gas stations, and this is what, like, Jose and I used to try. Man, we used to, when we were like hella broke back in my grandma's spot, bro, we would just be buying these mad, because he also had like an energy addiction, and we were just like, all right, bro, it's the cheapest way for us to get an energy fix. So I go, like, fucking, I bought two of them. I'm not gonna drink two right now. Also, they have, like, less caffeine than any other energy drink, which is why they're so cheap, I'm sure. but the thing is, like, you can buy two of these for $2. Just to get one Monster is, like, $2.50. So it's, like, 50 cents off of that. And for two of these, you're getting more than you are from one Monster. So, I mean, you know, it's a toss-up. But they're fine. They get the job done. They definitely get you energized. So I'm biking, bro, and it was so beautiful. Like, I mean, it's kind of cold, to be honest. Like, I'm having a fucking fleece on right now. If you're watching the podcast, you can see I have a fleece on right now. So it was kind of cold, but I was just vibing. I had on, what was I listening to? On the way there, I was listening to my, like, the leaks I have of Donda. And then on the way back, I started playing fucking Run It Up by Tyler, the Creator. And bro, man, that's why we had me in my fucking feelings, bro. We gonna run it up. That shit, oh my god, bro, that shit is so fucking good. And like, the whole intro part with the, like, you know, like, I trust myself, I never have fear, I never have anxiety. Like, Oh my God, like bro, stop. That song be hitting different, bro. That song. Whew, that song does it hits me like hits me so deep in a place that like it's weird. The only person who's like other ever made songs like that hit me in that spot, RT. Like we have like fucking Buffalo and Pilot on fucking Cherry Bomb, like that shit. Like can you not? There's a fucking helicopter, bro. I wish I was in a helicopter, to be honest with you. But okay, so anyways, I was listening to that shit. I was just vibing. I was on my bike, and so I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do some wheelies." So this summer, it's kind of fucked up that I had a late start to biking this summer, because otherwise, I swear I would have wheelies on fucking lock, bro. If I could have started biking when I wanted to, and the reason I had a late start was, you know, fucking my car accident. My back was fucked for a minute, even after like, excuse me, that's the bubbly. Even after I was like technically better, I was still like when I would like be too strenuous on my back, it would like flare up. So like even skating, I could skate for maybe like 10 to 15. At first it was like 10 to 15 minutes at a time that I could skate without like being in pain. And biking, I could bike, but I can't wheelie. Like so it was like I just could ride, which honestly to me is pretty fucking boring. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I find the fun in biking and like, you know, wheeling and fucking jumping up curbs and down curbs. And you know when you're biking and like the driveways and like, you know, the driveways are flat and like the ones that like, they kind of like have a little bump at the end, hitting the fucking bunny hops off of them shits. Oh my God, it's so fun. Going downstairs, like that's where I find my fun in biking. I don't find necessarily fun in just like riding. Like I'm not a path rider. Like when I saw Jose, it's where we would disagree. He wanted to ride paths. Paths? Paths. Whatever, but to me, I was like, nah, like I'm trying to like be in a city. I love the terrain, like you know, trying to hop over like off, like a cup on the ground, like kind of bunny hop this jump, and just shit like that. So like, so it really fucked me up having a late start. Otherwise, I would have had. I have wheelies so good this summer, but like they're not on lock yet. But like compared to where I was last summer, like last summer I would get the wheel up, and I'll just pedal fast as fuck to go far. But I was never finding my balance point. I was just like. Going now, I can get to my balance point, bro. Like, it's sick as fuck, to be honest. Anyways, so I was just doing some wheelies, and I honestly probably did that for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Kind of broke a little sweat. Then I came in and I did the dishes because I realized I forgot to run the dishwasher last night, which I meant to. So I was like, let me just like, there was a few dishes in the sink from then. I meant to like do them after dinner, put them in, and like, run it. So I just like. Fucking put the shit in the dishwasher and started running it, so that way when I'm done with this and I'm ready for breakfast time, I have clean pans and shit. And then, whoa, yeah. So that's why I'm starting at like 8:20. I was planning to originally start at like 7:30, but at the same time, the reason I wanted to start later before was because it was too hot in the morning. But now it's chilly, bro. Like, literally, I went outside to go like get to the fucking store. I just had on like, this t-shirt I'm wearing. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? I had to go back and get a hoodie. It was so cold. It was crazy. Fall's really coming. You can see in the tree behind me. There's like brown leaves, bro. There's brown leaves. That makes me sad. I swear to God, this is one of the fastest summers I've ever experienced. I was just, me and Loki were talking about this yesterday. Like, where did this summer go, bro? I don't know. It was like it was here, and now it's not. I mean, was it's still here, but it's like it's on the edge of leaving, and I'm like, what happened? What happened to these months, bro? And honestly, I feel like what really dictated was that fucking car accident, man. Like, I put us out of commission, like of like summer shit for at first for like it was like a month and some change, bro. That shit was, I mean, it was sick. It was fucking terrible, bro. That shit happened in May, and we literally didn't even fucking like get out of the Well, it wasn't rehabilitated, but like, there. Oh, we didn't get a physical therapy. That's what it was. We didn't get a physical therapy till the end of June, bro. So, really, like, we had like, you know, maybe like less than a week in June, and then when it goes to July, it's like 3 weeks there, and now it's August, bro. Like, what the fuck is we doing? Oh, hold on, let me start knocking shit off my fucking list, okay? Oh, also, if I'm talking weird, my mouth hurts, I bit it, yesterday, or was it Sunday? One of the two, I forget. And it still hurts. I like bit like my cheek. So talking kind of a bitch. If it sounds weird, that's why. Okay. On to what I've been doing recently. I'm a biking. Okay, this is a different time of biking than I was just telling you about. This biking was from like 2 days ago, or no, it was on Thursday night. I think I went biking, right? Thursday. Because then she had it Friday. Okay, yeah. Okay, so if you're a long host of the podcast, I would go biking for like hours at nighttime. Like when it would hit night, I would be like, all right, let's go down to DC. And sometimes I would say most times, I like 90% of the time I did this was just me, and then the other times it was like, my girl would come or Jose would come, but like especially the night ones. Like already going to DC, like biking down there, I did it most by myself. It was I love to have her. I love to have her with me. Honestly, biking with her is one of the best things. It makes biking so much better. But she needs glasses to see, and hates to wear glasses when biking. Which like I mean, I feel like I get that. Like I don't have to wear them, but I feel like if I had to wear glasses while biking, I'd probably blow the shit out of me too. So at nighttime, she really didn't like to go because she can barely see already. So then she's like too worried about, oh, is there a pothole in the street that I'm missing or some shit. So she likes to go biking. So I would just go biking at nighttime by myself for like hours, bro. Give me a second. And so yeah, so I did that mad last summer, and I hadn't done it this summer, like not once. And so the other day I was like, I'm gonna go biking. It was a beautiful night. She was at a cat's house, like she was cat sitting. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go biking. And I left the house at like 1:30 a.m. Okay, so already hella late. So usually I would do more a bit earlier. But I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is what I want to do right now. I have no responsibilities tomorrow. Like, fuck it. I'm gonna go. And so I start to get down to, I'm biking like my usual way to DC, and the path I take is closed. So I take like, this path. There's like a path that connects from where, right near where I live, straight down. It lets you out by Union Station. If you don't know Union Station, and if you're not like, from here, Union Station is basically like. Okay, if you know DC, you've heard of like the White House, the fucking national monuments and shit. The Union Station is like the fucking what's it called? Metro. That's like basically right there. Like it literally takes you straight to Union Station, and a straight shot in front of Union Station is the U.S. Capitol, and then past that is the National Mall. You can write down, and I would go up to the fucking. What's it called? The National Monument, the Pencil Monument, or I think it's technically like the National Monument, but I call it the Pencil Monument. I think most people call it the Pencil Monument because it looks like it's a giant fucking pencil. And so that's where I used to go all the time. I used to go and just like look at the Pencil Monument, especially during COVID, because like during COVID, sometimes like it felt crazy and like shit was like, why? Like, whoa, what the fuck? And shut the fuck up, bro. It's not even trash day. Why are you driving by my house? Anyways, so during COVID, I would constantly like, I would say almost on like, probably like 4 times a week, five, maybe six, depending on how I was feeling. I was biking hella. I had, see, right now, also, I've been trying to like get my shit together because I'm really trying to move and like, I need to get this shit together. Back in COVID, yeah, there was no responsibilities, nigga. Like, there was no responsibilities. Fucking. I had free housing. I was getting paid by the government, and that money was literally just going to buying food for us to eat, and whatever was left over. I'm like, oh, let me buy like a shirt today. So I had like money, just like not stressing about that. And it was sick as fuck. So I just go down biking to the Pencil Monument, and sometimes I would just like sit and just stare at it because it's really tall. It's the tallest building in DC. And it's an actual law that buildings cannot be taller than this one, than the Pencil Monument. They want that to be like the pinnacle of height, which is why like sometimes like, we be talking like how DC is like a mini New York because it sometimes be having a New York vibe, but it's so short. It's so short, bro. Like buildings be like 3, 4 stories high most, like. DC, everything is tiny in DC. They can't be tall. Like, they don't want anything in the skyline to, like, tower, like, or get near the fucking Pencil Monument. So, nothing is. So, it's the tallest thing I can look at, like, around here. So, I would just go and just, like, just stare at it, bro. And, like, it's crazy, like, to think about, like, you know, how many people built this? And, like, what was going on in their lives at the time? And, like, someone had to design this. Someone had to, you know, map out where we're gonna get the materials for this. And if you don't know this about the Pencil Monument, it's actually done in two different materials because, and you can tell it's a visible difference. Like, the bottom 40% is darker, and the top 60% is lighter. Like, halfway, like, you know, a little like more less than halfway through the drone is when they switch. Yo, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to record a podcast here, okay? And I think my podcast is more important than whatever you're going to. I'm not gonna lie to you. But yeah, so I think, like, you know, like, they had to source these materials, and you know, they had to build and figure out, like, logistically, how can they build this. And then back in the day too, I don't know when it was built, but it was built, like, it wasn't like a recent building. This is like, it's an older building. So it's just crazy to me to think about, like, this is all done, and like, sometimes you feel like your problems are like the world. It's also why I love flying, and I can't wait to fucking be able to fly again, which I am flying soon. I'll tell you about that in a second. But like, when you're on a plane and you're looking at that window, right? The whole world just like shrinks, and you realize how tiny your problems are. Like when you're in it, when you're there, like when you're home, and like. And you're in school or work, and it's like, you know, you hate it. It feels so intense, and like, it's the biggest thing in the world. You're like, my problem, like, oh my God, I feel the worst, da da da. And then you hop on a plane, right? If you never hop on a plane, this is why I love planes so much, right? So you hop on a plane, you go to do like the TSA security, you go through all that, and finally get on the fucking plane, and you're sitting on this tarmac, and you're just like waiting, and it's like cool, you know, and then the plane starts to go. And oh, hold on, Siri, shut the fuck up, no one called you. And the plane starts to go, and it slowly comes off the ground, right? And like, whoa, I'm flying, and it slowly gets higher. And at first it's like you're not that high, you like everything's still basically the same, and then you get higher, and then you're like, you know, seeing buildings from above top, and you're not that high still, but you're like, you can see like the above building, like you're looking down, and people become the size of ants. And then you get to a point where you can't even see a person anymore. You can't even make out buildings barely. And you're just, you look down, and it just is. Everything is like, basically, it's like a map. And then you realize, like, the problems that exist in your head in this one tiny place, in this, like, small town, in this fucking smaller city, in this fucking state, which is only part of this one country when we have multiple countries. And you just have to realize, like, bro, like, my problems are not that big. Like, and it's one thing I saw, one reason I love planes so much is just that flying feature of, like, there's nothing else I've experienced that has given me that same feeling. And the closest to it is looking at big buildings. Even if I can't, like, the Pencil Monument, you have to, like, you can't just go into it. You have to fucking, like, schedule it, and, like, it's the only thing in it is, like, the top is, like, a room for you to, like, there's, like, four windows on all sides, and you can, like, look out the top of the pencil. But it's, like, not, like, and you can only be there for, like, 20, 30 minutes. It's, like, a short, like, thing. It's, like, basically a fucking tourist attraction. Like, I've done it before, but it's something you just do all the time. And so it's like, it's the closest thing you get to, you know, that flying experience of, like, or just remembering that, like, your problems aren't as big as they seem. Like, sometimes when you feel like you're in such deep shit, it's like, bro, but you're not. Like, I encourage any of you guys, if you haven't been flying, to go figure it out, because it's also not that expensive. Like, and I mean, I said that relatively, of course, you know, everything's like relatively expensive to something. But you can figure shit out for like dumb cheap. If you can like make a friend online, and so you have somewhere to stay when you get there, like, bro, we just got plane tickets to fucking Cali. They were, I think it was like 138. Bro, I have t-shirts worth more than $138. Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's like relatively, it's not that expensive. Of course, you know, there are times we're gonna go places and it's really expensive, but like, I'm just saying just to get out. Like, I'm not saying to go travel the world, because that's a whole different. I couldn't even financially afford to travel the world, bro. But you can go somewhere. And if you can't go tomorrow, you can go in 6 months. You can go in a year. You can go in 2 years. I'm not telling y'all, like, you need to go now. Like, now, like, I get it, bro. Life be, like, crazy sometimes. And, like, you can't just, like, pick up and step. You might be underage. Some of y'all I be talking to, y'all niggas be, like, 16. Like, this is one dude in my fucking Discord. And he's like, oh, my birthday's coming up. And I was like, whoa. Because I was, like, talking about, like, a release for my house when I should be getting them in and releasing them. He's like, oh, like, that's right for my birthday. I was like, oh, your birthday. And it's, like, the day after, like, the 17th. I was like, really, how old are you turning? And he was like 16, and I was like, nigga, you're turning, so what the fuck? Like, so some of y'all niggas be young as fuck, to be honest. So I'm not, like, I get it. Like, I'm not saying go now, like, tomorrow. I'm just saying, like, do it, bro. Like, don't, like, limit your brain. Like, don't limit your mind. Like, you can really be doing this shit, bro. It's crazy, man. You can really be doing shit. Like, you can be doing shit, bro. So yeah, so everyone should go fly. Anyways, so yeah, so I went biking, whatever. I literally was at the Pencil Monument for probably about an hour. I was crying a lot, to be honest, because it was hitting me, and I might start crying talking about this. I don't know, we'll see. But like biking through DC, I was like, damn, I gotta start doing this way more, because this is like the last times that I really can. We're like, I'm moving soon. Fucking Loki's moving even sooner than me. She has a move date. We have the tickets to go to Cali, so it's like, whoa. Hold on. I fucking hate crying. I'm such a bitch, but like, I get it at the same time. Anyways, so it's like, you know, like, there's gonna be a day, like, when I come back to DC, I'm no longer, like, I mean, I'm always from here, but like, it'll be just a different relationship I have. Like, when I live in New York and I come to visit DC for my family, that's a different relationship than it ever has been for me. So I was just biking and I was like, damn, I was like, I can't keep doing this forever, which is like, I always tell people, like, you know, like, enjoy your moments, you don't know when they're gone. So it's like, it's something I know myself, and so I say all the time, like, as you get older, you really start to notice it. You're like, whoa, like, shit just be changing. And then it's changed. You can't go back and, like, re-get it. So yeah, so I was just like, damn, I was like, this is crazy, bro. Like, this is feeling, I've never, like, felt this feeling before, because I've never moved, you know what I mean? Like, I've moved from, like, you know, my dad, when I was a kid, like, my dad moved from this apartment to this apartment, from this place to this house. Like, my mom moved from, like, you know, my grandparents to her own, and then, like, from there to, like, this. So it was like, and then back in the, so, like, there's, like, that's why, I mean, I moved, but, like, I've never, like, moved away by myself. Even when I, you know, I left my dad and my mom's, my dad, he didn't kick me off my face, too, actually. He just lives so far away, and I don't have a car. So it was, like, literally so hard to get from him to fucking one. That's why I was with my grandfather mad, so I couldn't, like, to get from him to there. Like, it's literally an hour fucking train ride, bro. An hour train ride is like, if I get there, the train comes in like 2 minutes and there's no delays. Then we're like an hour. Like, bro, that shit can fucking adds up, bro. Trying to get from where my dad is to, like, back down to Tacoma. I go, like, my mom, like, kicked me out, like. I moved into my grandparents, but then, like, my homie Jose was there, and then when I left there, I moved into, like, this other house down the street, and I had Loki with me, and then from there, we moved to this house, and again, I had Loki with me, so it was, like, I was never, like, alone alone, which is crazy for me. Like, wow, like, I'm gonna be, like, alone. Wild. So we'll see what comes of that. I'm very, at the same time, like, it's sad, but it's exciting. I think it's just the change part that's, like, kind of scary and sad. But once I, like, get there, get my shit situated, I'm sure, you know, it'll be like, all right, cool, I'm here now, I get it. But at first, it's just like, damn. But I think I'm hella excited. I just, sometimes I can't help crying. I'm a very, like, emotional person from about certain things, not all the time, but like I can be, especially as a kid, bro. My whole family's like, "Oh, you're a crybaby." Like, I know. I used to cry all the time. Okay, so I'll do biking. Okay, let me tell y'all the fucking. We have a move date now for Loki. It's the 26th. It's a Friday. She bought the plane tickets for it. So I'm gonna be going out there with her. And yeah. Yeah. It's happening. It's like real. It's crazy. All right, that's all I have about the official move date. From there we can talk about. Okay, let's wrap this shit up. We have Bangamoys. So I started a podcast. I'm not a podcast, nigga. This is a podcast. I started a Discord. It's called Bangamoys. If you want to be part of it, DM me on Instagram. I'll send you the link. If not, fuck you. No, but so what? The goal with this thing is I want to start a manga club. Think about, wow, the sun's coming out. It's pretty. I like it. It's funny, it was like gloomy this whole time, and now it's sunny out. I love it. I'm trying to start a manga club, and basically think about like, like a high school, like a book club, or like when you watch like a movie, like a moms have like a book club they go to. Oh wait, pause. I never told you the outfit of the day. Hold on. Oh my God, we're 26 minutes in. Whatever. I was just gonna go. Okay. Yeezy slides, fucking Uniqlo socks, moist silk pants. This vintage Marlboro tee that I bought from California, or I think it was LA last time I was there. Engineered garments, ex Uniqlo fleece, moist silk Corolla hat, which I will re-release this hat. I've been getting hella ass about this hat and the silk one. I will re-release both of them when I hit 100K on TikTok or 10K on Instagram. Either one, whichever one comes first, I will release re-release the hats, but only at that point. So if you're asking before then, fuck you. Okay, so back to my Bangamoys. Fucking. Okay, so basically, like, I want to start a book club because I read a lot of manga, and I don't have a lot of people talk to about it. I have Loki, obviously. She reads manga, so we talk about shit. But she doesn't always read the shit I'm reading. Like, she reads a lot more girlier ones, which I mean, I get. To each their own. Like, she likes shoujo, but it's not necessarily, it doesn't be hitting the same for me. I read fucking the Quintessential Quintuplets. That shit was hella fucking good. I got it for my stepmom for her birthday. I'm not gonna lie, I like that book a lot. I kind of want to get the second one of that. Fucking mouth, bro. I bit it. So yeah, so basically, the idea for Bangamoys is. We're gonna. I want to pick a book, to read. I'm gonna read it once a week. So like we'll read like a vol. We'll get through a volume a week, basically. So this is the first week we're doing, which is this week actually. I know I'm so late, fucking figuring. I'm still figuring out details. We're kind of gonna figure out together here on this podcast. We're reading Spy X Family Volume 1. And, how am I trying to say this? Okay, so reading Spy X Family, and so what I want to do is at first I thought, maybe we read it together, but then I hate reading out loud. I like to enjoy my shit. I wouldn't enjoy it as much. So I like for everyone to read it by themselves. And I would like for everyone to buy the book to support the mangakas. However, I understand not everyone financially can afford the book. So I'm not saying to go read it illegally. But I am saying I understand that we cannot all afford books all the time. Take it that how you will. There's only five volumes. That's why I started with this one, because it's only five volumes. It's pretty short. Plus, I also already have it. I've had it for like a month, and I've just been meaning to read it. And so I was like, let's start with this one. It was like the only one I have that's like volume one of something. So it's pretty fucking short to read. Because I want to like go through whole series, so I want to start with shorter ones, especially as I'm building it, so that people when they come in, it's like there's not, let's say we're on fucking volume four when someone finds out about this, they only have three volumes to read. It's not that many. Or imagine if we're reading like fucking Naruto on like volume like 20, like 20 from now, volume 20, someone hops in like, damn, like I got 19 volumes to catch up on, like what y'all talking about. So I'm trying to make it more like, so keep them like at first very like short, so we can, it's not that intimidating for people to if you're hopping in late, like you don't have a lot of volumes to like catch up on. Because personally, if I had time, which I mean, I've had time, I can read a volume a day. I can read Tove. I can read 3 volumes a day. I can inhale fucking manga, bro. I like, I feel like motherfucking Kirby, bro. Just suck that shit in, fucking get all the knowledge and spit it back out. Like, so what the goal is, so I want to like to, you know, we all read the book separately and then we come together and we talk about it on like a set day in the week. And I was thinking Thursday, but considering that this podcast is going up Tuesday, I don't know how realistic Thursday is for you guys. So let's say for this week, let's pick, I think Sunday maybe. I'll message on the Discord. We'll figure out if we want to do it Sunday, or Saturday. One of the two, we'll figure it out, guys. If you're in the Discord, or you, so okay, one, if you want to be part of the Discord, DM me. I'll send you the link. Two, if you're in the Discord and you're listening to this and you haven't told me you want to read, tell me you want to read so I can add you to. One, I have a role for Bang Amoys, so I can keep track like of who, like put everyone there who wants to like actually read with me, so like I can figure it out. Because the way I'm gonna do this is, you know, we all read it separately, then we meet like, on a day. You know, usually like in a book club, everyone meets up once a week. But y'all niggas be living around the world. One nigga is from fucking Germany, bro, which is so sick. It's so crazy that like niggas from around the world be fucking with me. What the fuck? Anyways, yeah, one nigga's from Germany, and so like we all can't. So we have to like find a time that can kind of like coincide for us. But what's it called? I like to like all meet up on a fucking Discord call because you know you can fucking voice chat. I mean, if you want, you can turn your fucking camera on. I'll probably have my camera on. Honestly, I might. What I might do? Ooh, okay. This is. I just had this idea right now. So what I might do is, you know, we'll all talk in a chat about it, and then I think I'm gonna record the chat, like screen record it. So, and then record that and put that on YouTube for the fuckers who like missed it. So let's say like, you know, someone comes in, like, you know, again, volume 3 of Spy X Family, like, oh, this is so cool, but I missed it the past 2 weeks. If they really wanted to, they could go back and like after they read the Jones, like watch what how well we discussed about it. So yeah, so I'm excited for this. I haven't done something like this ever in my life. I never joined clubs in high school. Yeah, man, I'm hella excited. This is like, I don't know. I'm trying to like find like a group of people to like be able to like really fuck with on the internet because especially because I'm moving by myself to New York, and I'm moving in wintertime, and also I'm just not like a go out kind of person. Like for me, going out is like going to skate and bike. So I'm moving when it like starts to get cold. So like I'm gonna be like bundled up in my house, mad, bro. Like I'm not like the type to like, you know, oh let's go to the fucking club, like let's go to bars. Like it's not me. Like oh. I did drink though last night. I had 2 White Claws. I had a little bit of buzz. And I had to stop myself because, and this is my problem with drinking. It's not that, like, I don't enjoy drinking. It's that, like, I had those 2 White Claws and I got a buzz. And then I was like, ooh, I should drink, like, 2 more before I go to bed. And, like, no, just go to bed. Like, you're fine. Like, if you drink 2 more, then you're gonna, like, that's what you hate. That's what makes you oversleep. Like, so that's my relationship with alcohol is weird because. It's not that I don't like alcohol. Like I need to be. It's just like I have this, just like as soon as like I start to drink, I'm like, well, okay, well let's just get plastered. No, you don't need to get plastered all the time. Like, them 2 White Claws. I wasn't even feeling loopy, bro. I was just feeling like, you know what I mean? Like, when I just have to just a slight like that buzz. We're just like, ooh, I'm chilling. And we're watching Devilman, so it was like a hell of a vibe, bro, 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 bro. The end of Devilman Crybaby. Was crazy, bro. Holy fucking shit. Oh my god. If you haven't seen Devilman Crybaby, 10 out of 10 recommend, bro. 10 out of 10. I can't give it more stars. If I could, I fucking would, bro. That is a 5-star anime in every sense of the fucking word. It was so good, bro. The fucking last 2 episodes, especially. What? Like, the first episode draws you. The first episode, bro, is like. You're a fish in a lake, someone threw a fucking cast, and it just had the best bait ever on it, and you can't help but bite. You're like, what the fuck? This is amazing. Like, I need to have a bite, and then you're hooked, bro. They say, hooked your ass, bro. That shit was so fucking good, bro. Oh my god, the ending is why I wanted to finish it last night. It's why I posted it. I'll put off reading this. I mean, doing this till the morning. That's how good it was, bro. Oh my god, 10 out of 10. I can't. Oh, it's so fucking good. Please go watch that Vampire Crybaby. I wish they were paying me for the sponsorship. Netflix, if you want to sponsor someone, hit me up. But even though they're not, because that's like an original anime from them, bro, it's so good. I wish I could forget it just so I could watch it again, to be honest. It's that good. It's that good. Okay, I just had a spaz about that. Y'all need to watch that shit, bro. Okay, so yeah, so that's my manga club I'm starting, as well as I want to start doing a Mario Kart tournament weekly. It's not like a club, but just like a tournament, or hold on. Not even a tournament. I just want to have like races with you fuckers once a week. I think it'd be really fun. We did one this weekend, and we literally had like 6 or 7 people say that we're gonna join, and then time came to actually do it, only one guy joined, but whatever, it was fun. I can't remember, his name was like Tomoko or something like that, Tomoko, but it was fun as fuck to honestly just play with him. So that's gonna be a thing I'm trying to do, is like run these Mario Kart games every week. I think that should be so fucking fun. Yeah. Oh, I went on a pool for the first time. Okay, I'm toward the end of this. It's 36 minutes. I don't need too much to edit, so I can get this up today. Oh, also, I'm back on making my bootleg tees. I'm gonna start dropping one a day. Today, I dropped Giorno. Giorno Giovanni. Look at that. fucking love JoJo's, man. But yeah, okay, quickly, I went in a pool for the first time all summer. Again, last summer hasn't really felt like summer. I went in a pool. It was amazing. It was cold as fuck. We had missed the sun, but Loki was a cat she was sitting at like that Thursday. She was sitting there all weekend. So on Sunday was the last day. And we didn't find out there was a pool there at the fucking place until Saturday nighttime after it was closed. And then it was raining and cold Sunday morning. And then it got like nice. It stopped raining. It was supposed to rain all day. And so we're like, oh, we can't go, whatever. Because if we had known we could have gone, we would have got our fucking bathing suits the night before, so we were ready the next day. But we looked at the next day weather, it said it was raining all fucking day until like 1 p.m. I mean 1 a.m. the next morning, like all through the whole day, basically. So we were like, fuck, like we can't even swim tomorrow. And then it got nice out of nowhere, bro. It stopped raining at like 11 or 12, and it got hella nice. So we were like, fuck, all right, let's try, you know. We had the idea like 3 that like, okay, we like checked the weather, like, okay, it's really not gonna rain, because we were playing Black Ops Zombies, which is hella fun to play with her, to be honest. It's so cute. She'd be screaming and shit because she'd be getting scared. It's so funny. Also a little squirrel, hi. But yeah, so we were playing zombies, and then after like that, I was like, yo, like, we could probably make it to the pool. I was like, because it's nice out. So we like had to like clean the whole fucking apartment, because like, you know, she's like a deep cleaner, especially for people she watches. She's like, it makes sense. She always tries to leave the houses in better condition than she found them. Like, she'd be straight sweeping, vacuuming. She did all the dishes, fucking put the dishes away that were in the dishwasher from her, like, did laundry, like, towels and shit we use. Like, I just put, like, did them, dried them. Like, she's like deep cleans. I saw her, of course, helped her, so we, like, knocked that out. Then we had to go home, get our bathing suits, come back. By that point, it was, like, 6, and the pool closed at 8, so we get back, around, I think, like, 6:30 when we got back to the jump, and then she had to go, because she forgot to drop me off at the dog's house. She, like, had to do one more thing. She had to go back up to the jump, and, like, I was waiting in the pool area for her, so she was down, and then we hop in the pool, and it was hella cold, but we were just like, fuck it, it's gonna be fun as shit. So we hop in the pool, and yeah, it was my first time being in a pool all summer, and it was amazing, and we had so much fun. And Loki's an amazing fucking swimmer. I didn't know this, bro. She was cooking my ass. We were racing. She was cooking me. I didn't even get close to her in any of the kind of races. We were, like, trying different strokes and shit, because she used to, be a swimmer. And, like, I was just like, yeah, like, but I got you. I'll smoke you. Oh, my God, was I wrong, bro. This bitch whooped my ass every which way possible. It was crazy. And then after that, fucking met up with my homie Caleb, who I haven't seen in a fucking fat ass minute, because I'm leaving soon. So it's like, I need to see him for like closure. Like, he was like one of the biggest staples here for me. We got Hip City Veg and we ate food and it was nice as fuck just talking with him. Because I hadn't seen him in a minute, bro. And he bought me the food. He bought both of us food. I was like, ooh, thank you, thank you. So yeah, so that was hella, it was so nice to see him, to be honest. It's been so long. I miss that fucker, man. He's like the only person from high school that like I still really talk to. And even then, I haven't talked to him in a minute. So like besides him, like bro, like nah, I don't really talk. So yeah. Okay, but whatever, guys. As I've read everything on my list. Okay, Spy X Family Volume 1, get it, read it. Join the Discord if you want to be part of this manga club or Mario Kart. I'm also doing the Mario Kart tournaments through there because we can just do fucking voice chatting while racing you fuckers. It's gonna be sick. Shit's big shit's coming soon. I will see you guys next week with an on time podcast. Peace. I hate you all.